Refrigerant Glide and why you charge blends as liquid. What temperature glide is, the difference between zeotropic and azeotropic refrigerants, why you must charge blends as liquid to avoid fractionation, and how to handle bubble slash dew points for superheat and subcooling. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Glide is the temperature change a blended refrigerant goes through while it boils or condenses at a constant pressure. A pure refrigerant boils and condenses at one fixed temperature for a given pressure, but many modern refrigerants are blends of two or three components, and those components don't all boil at the same temperature, so as the blend evaporates, its temperature creeps up across a range. That range is the glide. This matters for two real reasons. It changes how you read superheat and subcooling, and it forces you to charge the blend as a liquid so you don't change its composition. How it works: a blend has a low side boiling start point and a finish point. The temperature where the last of the liquid is gone fully vapor is the dew point. The temperature where the first vapor appears still mostly liquid is the bubble point. For a blend with glide, these are different temperatures at the same pressure. The reason you charge a blend as liquid comes from the same physics. If you let vapor out of the top of a charging cylinder, the more volatile components boil off preferentially and leave first. The vapor coming out isn't the same mix as the blend. It's enriched in the lighter components. That's fractionation. Charge with vapor and you change the composition both in your cylinder and in the system, throwing off pressures and performance. Pull liquid from the cylinder, invert it, or use a dip tube cylinder, and the full blend comes out in its correct proportions, so the composition stays right. In the field, charge blends as liquid. Invert the cylinder or use the liquid valve on a dip tube tank so liquid leaves, not vapor. To protect the compressor when charging into a running low side, meter that liquid through a charging device slash valve so it flashes before reaching the compressor. Never slug liquid straight into the suction. Use the right reference point for your math on a high glide blend. Superheat low side, vapor to measure against the dew point saturation temperature. Subcooling high side, liquid to measure against the bubble point saturation temperature. Digital gauges. With the correct refrigerant selected, handle this automatically by giving you separate liquid slash vapor saturation values. A PT chart for a glide blend lists both columns. Know your blend's glide before you sweat the details. Low glide blends R410A you can treat almost like a single point. High glide blends R407C you must respect the bubble slash dew distinction. Normal values and targets. Azeotrope slash near azeotrope behaves like a single fluid, negligible glide. R410A is near azeotropic. Glide is small enough to mostly ignore for field work, but still charge it as liquid. Zeotropic blends have meaningful glide. R407C has a relatively large glide, roughly on the order of about 9 to 10 degrees. R454B has a small glide, low single digits. R32 is a single component, zero glide. Bubble point equals liquid side reference use for subcooling. Dew point equals vapor side reference use for superheat. The exact glide and bubble slash dew values are refrigerant specific. Pull them from the correct PT data for that refrigerant. Common faults and what they mean. Pressure slash performance drift on a high glide blend after repeated top-offs is vapor. Fractionation. The composition shifted because someone charged vapor. Best practice on a blend that's leaked significantly is to recover what's there and weigh in a fresh full charge as liquid. Superheat slash subcooling numbers look off on a glide blend. Check whether the tool slash chart used dew point for superheat and bubble point for subcooling. Using the wrong reference on a high glide blend gives you wrong numbers. Wrong refrigerant selected on the gauges. Every saturation value and both glide points will be wrong. Confirm the refrigerant. Tech tips and gotchas. Charge as liquid, always, on any blend, even the low glide ones. It costs you nothing to do it right. Invert the cylinder, meter into the low side, and it guarantees you don't fraction it. Make it a habit so you never fraction it a high glide blend by reflex. Don't top off a badly leaked high glide blend repeatedly. Each leak and top off cycle can shift composition. For a system that's lost most of its charge, recover and weigh in fresh. Dew point for superheat, bubble point for subcooling. Mixing these up is the classic glide mistake. The vapor end of the process is the dew point, the liquid end is the bubble point. R410A is forgiving, R407C is not. Because R410A's glide is tiny, sloppy habits often don't show. Then a tech carries those habits to a high glide blend and gets burned. Learn it right on R410A. Single component refrigerants R32, R22, R134 have no glide. Bubble and dew points are the same, and there is no fractionation risk from charging vapor, but charging as liquid is still the safe general habit. Safety slash code notes. Never slug liquid into a running compressor, meter blend liquid through a charging valve so it flashes before the suction. Recover per EPA 608. Never mix refrigerants in a cylinder. A mixed slash fractionated cylinder can't be reclaimed. Use rated cylinders and equipment for the refrigerant's pressure class.